only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Nobody got what we got.
No, no. Whatever you do, my baby.
Yes. It's here built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
No, no.
Yeah. We had some ups and downs. Made a lot of bad mistakes. But we've always had some good times. And through it all, you held me down. Baby. We tossed it down. Ooh, oh yeah.
There were times when I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. You never let me go. You always stayed around.
That's right.
You stayed around.
And you've been so good to
and
me.
What's going on, everyone? Good evening. It is Miss La Crush Hearts, and welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio's second day of Week of Love celebration for Valentine's Day. Special broadcast. 805-830-8320. The number to give me a call, press that 1. Also, I'm in the chat room right now with my good friend Russ, across the pond. Dre is in here. Refresh the page. If you can't hear me right now, so tell that to my good friends. And that's at phonefantasyradio.com /listen-chat. But just go to phonefantasyradio.com and click on the listen chat button. And also, you can enter to win $25 Visa check card. That's the giveaway we're doing this evening. But that is the giveaway that I announced last night as of 12 a.m. this morning of today, all the way up until next Tuesday. We'll be taking entries. All you got to do really is click on the link provided and log in with your Facebook page, simple as pie, and tune in next Tuesday, and we will announce the winner. So, you definitely want to do that. Excuse me. It's a week of love, folks. Valentine's Day. We were talking about Valentine's Day yesterday. Shout out to everybody that was able to tune in. What else I got going on? That's about it for right now. Okay, so I started off with Let It Be, Stay Together, featuring Jaheim. That's one of my favorite duets going on right now. I think it's a lovely song. I definitely dig at her. She's a new artist, I think. Well, she's new to me. I'm going to say that. She's new to me. And I definitely love me some Jaheim. I've been a fan of his from the beginning. So, that's how things roll over here, Full Fantasy Radio, Week of Love. Okay, I got a bone to pick with my good old people. That tuned into the show last night. Why y'all did not tell me y'all couldn't hear me? And my mic sucked. And there was static. And I was low, mumbling at times. Nobody told me until after the show that my mic sucked. So I have a new mic. It's very sensitive. It's picking up everything as far as I know. But hopefully y'all can hear me now. I'm not straining my voice. I can't hear what y'all hear. You're right, Dre. Shouldn't I know these things? Well, I did not know these things. I actually literally woke up at 8:57 p.m. So I was not able to check my mic. But But y'all could have told me. Y'all didn't even say nothing like, Crush, you sound horrible or nothing. I don't know, Russ. You see, he asked me to be my friend, and I was like, no. I don't know who he is and where he came from. Why are you scoping out my page like that? Somebody posted a Can They Be My Friend on Facebook, folks, and Russ is asking me about it in the chat room. Anyway, I hope y'all can hear me right now. Y'all let me know in the chat room if y'all can hear me or not. Clearly, that is. All right, so folks, I put out my blast, as I always do, and I got some interesting song requests for Valentine's Day. Once again, you can text me by 8 p.m. before the show starts this week, and I'll definitely try to have your song up and running into the playlist. 805-214-8320 is the number to text. And, excuse me, and I got some interesting song requests. I mean, somebody requested Curtis Mayfield, which I don't have, unfortunately, but they did request some Curtis Mayfield. What do I do have, though? I got another request for Sade, another request for, I got a few requests for Anita Baker. And I love me some Anita Baker, so, I was more than happy to oblige with that one. Excuse me. She says I stalked everyone. He's a mess. Let's talk to Dre and Russ. Everybody who's joining us right now. Once again, those lines are open. 805-830-8320. I'm not going to talk no more because I'm trying to reserve my voice. Give me a call. Let's chop it up. Right now, I want to get into this new song that I heard by Charlie Wilson. right back.
Someday I'm gonna marry you.
What does that mean?
Okay.
I just want you. Wow!
You officially tuned in to a BBK classic.
I'm calling this phone up just to tell him how much I really love him, cause he's everything I want. He listens to me, care for me. So I truly believe God sent me an angel from above.
Crush Hearts, you are tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio. It's Lovers Week at Phone Fantasy Radio, and I'll be on all weekend, 9 to 11, playing some good old slow jams, or well, not even just slow jams, but, you know, love songs. Okay, so that was Jennifer Hudson, If This Isn't Love, and before that, I started off with a brand new single by Charlie Wilson called You Are. And the video is so cute, but I think Charlie Wilson video is just awesome. Shout out to Jacoby and Marva, who both joined us in the chat room. Much love to y'all. A couple of anonymous people is in there as well. Okay, so there's this question that's been on my mind a bit, and I got it from looking at videos, like I normally do, during today. And my question was, and I asked it on my page, when having relations with somebody, you know, you're having sex, you're getting heavy, and, you know, at the end of the session, you ask, was it good, or they ask, was it good, and or how was it? You know, how honest are you? Me personally, I'm gonna be honest. I have fibbed a bit, or stretched the truth, or you know, waited till after the fact to be completely honest, because some men can't take it. The bottom line. They just can't take it, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But you can call up and give me yours. What do you think? Is women sensitive, men sensitive? Are you completely honest? 805-830-8320. Press that one, and I'll let you on. That's 805-830-8320. Press the one button, and I'll definitely let you on and speak your mind on that question. Excuse me. What about my chat room? Are y'all honest with it? Jacoby, Dre, Russ, Marva, you know, people ask you, how was it after the end? Do you keep it real? Or you wait until after the fact? Or, you know, some people on my page was like, oh, they're completely honest. They're completely honest. But my thing is this. Excuse me. If y'all are completely honest, every time somebody asks you that, don't you think there'll be more guys out there that know that their sex game is whack and more women out there that will be satisfied and vice versa? I'm just saying. It's just a thought to me. Like, if you are how you say you are, wouldn't it be more happiness when it comes to sex? And it really isn't, you know. So, I don't know. Okay, Russ said he keep it real. I can see you, Russ, keeping it real. I really can. Okay, so Jay said, yeah, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I am straightforward, which might be why I'm single now. Laugh out loud. I can definitely see that. Definitely see that. I don't know. I am not. I'm not even going to sit up here and lie to y'all. I have fibbed a bit. I have stretched the truth a bit. I've cut corners a bit. Because I feel like men are sensitive when it comes to matters of the brain downstairs, so to speak. But anyway, that's just my opinion. What else I got going on today? Today was a very interesting day because I was asleep. I finally fell asleep like 6 o'clock this morning. And then I ended up jumping up out of my sleep. This is the second time that's happened to me this week. And I'm not sure why. Why I'm not sleeping a full, like, I don't sleep a full 8 hours as it is. But at least 4 or 3. But I'm only really getting like 2 hours of sleep, but then I'm up again. That's not cool. Because then I'm miserable. Oh, you know what? No. That was yesterday. Or was that today? No, that was today. It was Max's fault. Now, remember? Max came and woke me up with his wet self. He jumped in the shower. And I guess he must have laid in there or something. But he was, like, completely soaking wet. And I'm like, really, Max? And I tried to throw him across the room, but he's too fast. I tried. So, you know, if you got anything you want to talk about, anything you want to add to the table, definitely the time to do it. Right now, I'm going to go and play some more music, I'll be right back, 805-830-8320. Here's an indie artist by the name of Lowry Edwards, real good friend of the show. Hopefully, he'll call in Thursday with the debut of his new single, but right now, we're going to play some old stuff from his first album, Poetic Love. And it's called My Infatuation. Be right back.
I can't wait to have your time. You know the pleasure is mine. I'm so intrigued by your seven. It's so enticing, girl, I declare. The way you look when you smile.
When you smile.
The way you speak with such a peace puts my mind in a place that's different. You are beauty and it's natural peace. My future, my queen, my destiny.
Cause you're my infatuation.
My
infatuation.
My
infatuation. My infatuation. My infatuation. My infatuation. My infatuation. My infatuation.
It could be so nice to share a glass of wine. You can meet me at a place called the Copper Mine. We can have dinner, just us two.
Just
talk possibilities between me and you.
Me and you, baby.
Don't be scared, I'm not the one you had in the past.
No, no, no,
just wanna show you a love that will last. I've searched for someone like you, high and low. Don't run into the same game, the usual, you know. You and I can be as we. I hope you can take me seriously.
Cause you're my infatuation.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My infatuation. My infatuation. My infatuation, my infatuation, my infatuation, my infatuation, my infatuation.
Incredible, I can't believe my eyes. My heart is beating crazy like I think I'm hypnotized. She's the one, I can feel it, I can tell it. Sipping on the Cosmo, looking so angelic. I don't care about her current status, I'ma make her mine. Show her I'm the type of man to stand the test of time. Thinking to myself as I move toward the bar. She came with a clown, but she's leaving with a star. I knew it when she looked at me, I had it with hello. Gave her backstage passes to my next show. Since I met her, I ain't thought about it.
I'm infatuated.
What's this a feeling, dog? Damn, I think I love her.
My infatuation. 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 My infatuation.
Welcome back to Full Fantasy Radio. I am your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hart, and that was a request from Formal Ray, who couldn't be with us tonight, but shout out to Formal Ray, wherever you may be. That was After 7, Can He Love You Like This? And before that, I played a tune, Larry Edwards, independent artist who has been on Full Fantasy Radio for an interview, My Infatuation, and hopefully he'll be back, like I said, Valentine's Day to debut his latest single from his newest album, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. I got a sneak peek, and I like it. I really do. I like it. I think he's a very talented man. All right, so I'm talking about, after sex, was it good, or how was it, and how honest are you? You know, if he asks you or she asks you, was it good, you know, so forth. But we got a caller from the 347 area code. State your name and where you're calling from, and welcome to Full Fantasy Radio.
How you doing? Well, my name is KMA Dummy. And I am definitely on your radio to let the truth be known.
Okay, okay. Definitely,
The truth is, you got to be fake with some dudes because they really think they are Superman and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So you boast their ego to make them feel good, even though you know it's whack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, me personally, once you whack, you got to go to the nearest Johnny Pump and wash your ass. Excuse my language.
It is all good. It is all good, KMA Dummy. I totally agree with you, actually. I said that, too. That's my opinion as well. Like, you know, you got to stroke some of these dudes' ego. And if you don't, if I'm completely honest, that could be dangerous for me. I've been in those situations. It's not, you know, not all dudes, Dre, but some dudes. It can be kind of dangerous for a woman, to be completely honest, to certain dudes. They really feel like they're the shit or they're the bomb.
It ain't only that. It's the fact that when you tell them they're not good, they want to be disrespectful. So you pretend to be more than what it is, even though it was whack. And then when they call you, you brush them off like they're a brush.
Right. Something.
Always have an excuse.
Right. I'd be bleeding for 6 months. I don't know about anybody else. That's my excuse. I've been bleeding for like 6 months. I don't care what nobody say. Okay, I can't do
all
that.
Or better yet, I'm with my kids. I'm doing the family time.
Oh, right.
When you going to have the favorite word come out their mouth is when you going to have time. What you mean when I'm going to have time? If you didn't get a call back instamatically saying you were good, then don't think you're coming back.
Right. But they, I don't know. And you know, I don't know why they tell you, and they amp you up, too. They tell you they're going to do this to you. They're going to do that to you.
Yes.
Like this. It's going to be like that. And the way it happens, it's like, are you telling me that no woman has told you that this was not the thing to do?
But you want to hear
to that list.
Right, but here go to, I don't mean to cut you off, but this is their favorite line. Oh, you know I'm doing my thing, right? No, boo. I'm just exaggerating my thoughts, you know? So when you don't moan and get into it, then they get upset. What the hell you mean? Baby, you like this? Nah, I don't. But okay, if that's what you feel, so be it. But you'll never come and do it again. Trust and believe me. I'd rather play with my dildo sometimes than to play with the men.
Mm. But, you know, I was in a situation where I was having relations and we were doggy style and the rhythm messed up. And when I looked back, he was texting. He grabbed his phone and he was sending a text and all hell broke loose. And I was like, dude, really? And he couldn't understand why I was so upset. And the reason being, I was trying to hold my tongue, but, you know, a few months later, I had to let him know, like, dude, you're not the business. You need all the concentration you can get.
But you know what? They rather phone bone than to, like, really perform. I think the internet cyber sexing right now is at its peak.
Uh-huh.
So it's no more fantasy. It's like bang, bang, bang. You text a nigga, you can get the step in. I would turn around, snatch the phone, throw it, and kick you out. What's good? You're not supposed to do that. You're at my time, my leisure time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand
why he was in the wrong. Why was I so upset? Like, dude, I'm done with you. I'm like,
yeah.
You can't. I'm like, it's not like you was packing 10 inches and I could do this myself. Like, you know, you don't have it. I mean, yeah, certain. Now, if he was, you know, 10 inches or better, I'm not even going to front. I'll probably let that shit slide. Like, I got this. You just do what you got to do. I can do the rest myself. But it wasn't that serious. Anyway.
And the real good part about life and having sex, you have to pick and choose the type of guy you really want. And I'm one of those people that is a voyeur, and I do look. And when I scope out what I want, I take it because I know that's what I'm going to need. Yeah. I don't want no one that cannot fit my gold card. If you cannot fit the gold card, you don't need to be bothered. And the gold card is the gold condoms, the Magnum.
Right.
You need those. I'm a big girl. I cannot accept anything smaller than the gold. It's funny, yo.
They don't be handling business either, man. I don't know. Maybe it's just the guys I mess with, but the gold card carriers don't be handling business neither.
No, I don't have that problem. Maybe I need to slide you some of what I got.
Exactly.
I be getting the good ones now. And I'm going to tell you, the young ones perform better than the older ones now. The ones our age do not compare to the younger youth. And when I say young, like maybe 6-7 years younger than me, I enjoy them more than I enjoy a man of my age and prestige. So therefore, I have to monitor the type of people that I surround myself with, quote unquote, you know? So I don't know where we're supposed to go with that. How do we evaluate and participate at the same time? Because, you know, because he got a long one don't mean that he's actually doing the thing, because I found out two things about those type of dudes, too. They only good for one round.
True.
So how do you explain how you feel about something if you only get in one round of it? Okay, you can go down below and have fun, but not everybody wants that at all times.
Hey, you gotta have fun with that.
You understand?
And you're not good at that. You know, you're good for fights. I don't want you for that.
Exactly. I want to feel the bat. Hello?
Right. This is what I got.
That's what
I'm a,
so if I don't get
to, you know, I'm the main person to tell you, you know, that oral thing, it can leave it or take it. And for me, I don't, you know, it's not mandatory to do it. You know, I like to give it, but, you know, if it floats your boat and that's what you want to do, it always can be a plus or a negative. So, I mean, but I'm really not that into it.
I just believe, and this is quote unquote, that a black man is supposed to be superior in the bedroom than a white man. But then I don't know about white people, because once I cut out the lights and they still glowing, I don't want them.
They still glowing. Jeez.
That's why I'm supposed to see beef, not pork. I have a problem with that division. So, you know, I would never know what a white man could do for me, because I will not never ever enjoy one of them. I just feel the black man is supposed to be the man in the bed, but I think I'm the man in the bed when it comes to them, and they the pussies, and I'm just taking advantage of it.
You just got a dominant personality.
Yeah, well, you got to do that.
For calling in.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. Okay, folks, the lines are wide open. Question for tonight is, when asked after having sex, was it good or how was it? How honest are you? How honest can you be? You can share your thoughts. Call in 805-830-8320. Press that 1, I'm going to let you on. Send your shout-out, dedication, song request to 805-214-8320. Text me, and I'll definitely try to get it on. Right now, I'm going to play some more music, because that's what I do. And here go some Anita Baker. Request from Jacoby. Jaheen put that one in first. Shout out to Jacoby. And I started off with Anita Baker, Caught Up in the Rapture of Love. And Anita, I love me some Anita right there. Tonight is a week of love. Celebration continues until 11 o'clock, top of the hour is on its way. I announced yesterday that tonight is the beginning of our to win $25 gift card. The Week of Love Valentine's Celebration giveaway. You can check my Facebook page, check the fan page. The link is up and everywhere. Go to facebook.com/WRPF Radio or just visit forwardfantasyradio.com. And if you scroll to the bottom of the page, there's a flyer. Click on that flyer and get more information about it. Shout out to the chat room. We have Dre and Russ and KMA Dummy having an interesting conversation about today's music in the chat. So I'm going to post the link again inside the chat room. So if y'all haven't done so right now, you have to click on the link to register so, you know, you can be included into the raffle and possibly win. Get chances to win. It's very simple stuff. But I need you to click that link and go ahead and register. We're talking about being honest about sex. Whether it's a jump off, whether it's a long-term relationship, one-night stand, you know, at one point or another, I think everybody's asked in some form or another, was it good or how was it? And it's like, how honest can you or should you or do you be when asked that question? So that's the question for tonight, 805-830-8320. Press that one and I'll let you on. And shout out to the 313, I see you. Shout out to the 215 and the 212. Manhattan is in the building. Okay, so I am totally ready for Valentine's weekend. Like I told y'all yesterday, I have not had a Valentine. I'm going to say this is the last time I had a boyfriend. No. Yeah. No. Not going to say that. But it's been a while. I'm going to say 5+ years since I've had a Valentine. And I would say this is my first official Valentine. I'm 32 years old. She was golly. So he planned this big, elaborate weekend. And he didn't want to tell me. And I got shook. So I suggested that we hold off on this big fancy weekend that he had planned. And I told him, I just want a simple dinner and a movie. That's it. Because he was like, oh, you know, from the idea that he told me, he actually wanted to take me to see Stomp. And I told him I'd seen that already. So, you know, he was looking for something else to do. And he's like, we're going to be over by Central Park, and I'm like, listen, dude, you don't have to do all that. I'm a real simple type of guy. I mean, I do ask for finesse, and it would have been cool, but I'd rather wait till the weather's nice, you know, and I can get dolled up and really show out. I think that's really what it was. I was like, I didn't want to go. You don't know how the weather's going to be. It's done been sunny, cloudy, snowy, and rain, and that's only in a matter of 4 days, so I don't know what Saturday is going to bring. Yeah, we're not celebrating on Valentine's Day because it got to work. So we're going to celebrate on Saturday. So it's going to be very interesting. I'll definitely keep y'all posted. Remember, enter the win, my contest, and tune in next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern for the Honey Suite. We're going back to the regular schedule programming. And, you know, I'll announce the winner on that show. I got a $25 gift card with your name on it. So you got to sign up, though. I can't give it to you unless you sign up. Shout out to Shan Major. He's on Facebook. Checking out my pictures right now. Ow. Stick Style. People are hitting me up. I don't know why they put me up. people hitting me up. Shout out to all them good folks over there on Facebook. I like Facebook. Hit me up. Facebook.com/LaHart, LaHearts. And like our Facebook page. Okay, so LaCrushHearts.com does exist. LaCrushHearts.com does exist. I'm currently getting my other website, Super Fluffy Flirt, remodeled, but it does exist. What else? We have Phone Fantasy Radio. I got Friends Actually Meeting, a.k.a. Fam, which is I do have that, .com. It's a new group I'm trying to start, a social group to meet and greet and do fun things like go to the movies, go out to dinner, go bowling, you know, go to the arcade, do something. So I'm working on that. So I have that website up. What else I got? I got a few domains. Supersizesingles.com. If you're looking for a date and you like the plus size woman, definitely go there. Supersizesingles.com. Sign up for a free account. And what else? Oh, so it's Valentine's Day. You're looking for a gift for your sweetie. And the only thing I can think of at this point in time is go to Bath and Body Works. There's no lady out there that don't like the smelly goods. I don't think so. You know, try something light scented. Stick to like the vanillas if you don't know what she has, because some of them stuff can be real strong to your nose. But try to stick with the vanilla scent. You know, don't let it be too harsh. Or get her a gift card. So, you know, if you need something, and if she's just a jump off, or she's just a friend, that'll be something to do. And you haven't thought of anything, I think that is a very nice thing to do. BathandBodyWorks.com or Bath and Body Works, look it up for the location nearest you. They're all over the place. What else? Perfume. Nice Scent is Sex in the City perfume. You know, they give you the little case, and right now you can get them for like $25, $30. So I like Romance by Ralph Lauren, but that's a strong scent. So I don't know. I try to stay light and airy. I also like Polo. 360. You can't go wrong with Perry Ellis 360. Who doesn't like 360? The classic. White Diamond. That's a good scent to do too. So. You know, those are some good ideas, real quick stuff. But you can never go wrong with a gift card, right? All right, so I have a dedication, actually. Brooklyn would like to say Happy Valentine's Day. And she misses you very, very much. And that is to Guy Bell, Brooklyn, out of Harlem, New York. She says New York, New York. Guy Bell is in Brooklyn, New York. So happy Valentine's Day to Guy and to Brooklyn. Shout out to y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for sending your dedications. If you have a dedication you would like to send somebody or shout out, you can call or text 805-214-8320, or call me a blog and do it yourself, 805-830-8320. Press that one, and I'll let you on. You know, you can say it yourself. Right now, I'm going to get back into my music, and we'll be right back.
folks know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays a favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. The same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm making it strong. We gotta let them know now that we got a thing going on.
Welcome back. That was Billy Paul, Me and Mrs. Jones. And before that, I started off with Stevie Wonder, Misha Moore. Okay, so I asked in the chat room, Russ, he still hasn't answered me yet. What year did that song come out by Stevie Wonder? Still waiting for an answer, Russ. Anybody can answer 805-830-8320. I got a caller from the 313. What's going on? What's your name and where you calling from?
Irish the Boss once again.
What's going on, Irish the Boss? Where are you calling from?
Detroit.
Detroit is in the building. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing a little bit better than I was last night.
Right. Well, that's good to know. That's definitely good to know. What do you think of the music selection tonight?
Well, I just got on here. I haven't heard all the music selections, but I heard the last song. I know it's an old school classic.
So, we're asking, I have a question already out there, but I got another question on the way. The question for so far tonight is, when asked after having sex, was it good or how was it? How honest are you?
I'm very honest, because if is this okay, I'll let the woman know so she can improve herself.
Okay. And have you had to do that?
Yeah, that's why some females are no longer in the picture.
Okay, interesting. So my next question on my list I'm about to put out there is, what are some signs that indicate you are the side chick or dude?
Wow.
Right. Yeah, you can think about that one. Any dedications you want to give? Any shout-outs? Show some love.
Yeah, I'm not going to say. I want to give a couple of dedications out, but I'm not going to say the name. She know who she is.
Uh-huh.
Want to a shout out with the song of dedication song with 112 Peaches and Cream.
Oh.
Jaheim Never and Bobby Valentino Angel.
I know I got Jaheim Never. I know I got 112. I don't think I have Bobby Valentino Never Angel. But I will definitely have it for you tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm going to definitely get that 112 for you. Go ahead.
Okay, another, since you don't have the, that, what song you say you don't have tonight?
I don't have the Bobby Valentino song.
Okay, well, since you don't have that one, maybe you have this other one that's an old school classic by Usher. It's 7 o'clock on the dock.
Oh, nice and slow.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I can accommodate those. It's going to be a minute, though. I have to register, but I will definitely get that off for you before the night is over.
And another old school song that could fit a little bit as if an old school song to get played.
Uh-huh.
It's by JT, Johnny Taylor. It's Cheaper to Keep Her.
That sounds something my roommate would listen to. She's definitely into that type of music. She put me onto some stuff.
See, though. I normally don't listen to that kind of music all the time or whatever, but you know, I just throw that in there because sometimes people think people our age don't know nothing about that music. I had to throw that one in there.
I don't think I got that one, but I'm going to check. Like I said, you can definitely text me your song request at 805-214-8320. So if I don't play it or if I don't have it, text me and remind me, and I'll definitely get it for you.
And I know you got Jeremiah's birthday sex.
You want to hear that too?
I mean, I'm pretty sure some ladies out there that, get mesmerized in the moment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it probably is. So we talked about Valentine's Day yesterday, and you got kind of upset last night. Somebody called and must have made you mad or whatever, and you was feeling some type of way. You're saying you're feeling better now, but have you finished thinking about my question?
From earlier or from last night?
From earlier.
Oh, the second question about what makes a chick, a hood chick or the side chick?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm going to break it down like this the best I can. Hood chick is a female that can be your homegirl, might be one of your exes that you kick it with, but, you know, once y'all not together, y'all still respect each other on a level, and y'all won't be jealous of who the next person in the picture that they with should be or whatever. And y'all, you know, can kick it and look out for each other. And if something go down or whatever, you let her know, like, yo, I know we're not together, it ain't my business, but you need to check your man, because I see him around some other females or whatever.
Huh?
He trying to put you in this kind of category, but at the same time, I'm just saying something because I care about you even though we're not together.
Wait, huh?
Side chick is a female that you go to discuss your problems with when you're going through with your woman. And after a while, y'all start to feel each other, and you have to realize that you're still with somebody and tell her she got to, you know, play her position, know her role, and maybe if you were single, she can be your woman. And then your woman, no matter how much you get mad at her, before you realize it, you always can forgive her, sit down and talk things over and work everything out and keep things going because you realize that's who you really want to be with, or you care about the most.
Okay. Okay. That's my opinion.
That's my opinion on it. That's the best way I can break it down.
Right. But the question was, what if her size that indicate you're the side chick?
Oh, the signs that indicate that you have a side chick?
That she is a side chick. Like, what if I'm your girl or if I'm your side piece, how can I tell that I'm the side piece?
Well, pretty much what ended up happening in that case is if the guy started out thinking that's going to be his woman, and as time go on or whatever, every 5 minutes her homegirl's blowing up her phone or another dude texting her or trying to get her attention, and she knows she got a man or trying to claim the guy she with as her man, or always smiling in another guy's face or whatever. After a while, the guy gonna start to feel like, well, okay, damn, I thought this was my woman. Why is she so uptight to me in certain situations, but so loose towards other guys in the same situation that's not me, but making me feel out of place because I was taking this under consideration and making her my woman. And the more times that happen, it's that's when you start pushing her away, and she goes from being almost your woman to just a chick on the side.
Okay. That's your story. Sticking to it. Well, let me see if I can get your music, your dedications going, and shout out to this mystery woman that you're dedicating these songs to, and I'll be right back. All right?
All right.
Know what I mean? Cause you know that I'm a fiend. Getting freaky in my baby limousine. It's even better when it's with ice cream. Know what I mean? Peaches and cream. I need it cause you know that I'm a fiend. Getting freaky in my baby limousine. It's even better when it's with ice cream.
I know you want to ride out, even if we only go 2 miles. Sit more easy as we sit up on my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion, I think you found it. Get ready for action, don't be astounded. We switch in position, you feel surrounded. Tell me where you want your
the boss. I was able to get Jeremiah Birthday Sex and 112 Peaches and Cream. And you are tuned into Bone Fantasy Radio, a week of love Valentine's celebration. We're on all week 9 to 11. 805-830-8320. Call me up. The lines are wide open. Press that 1. Answer my question for tonight. What are some signs that indicate you are the side chick or the side dude? Because, you know, it is 2013 and dudes, if you don't know, y'all need to really get up on game. All right, so, Rich.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on with you?
Okay, you asked me what was the signs of a side chick. I want your opinion on what's a side, what's makes a dude a side man.
What makes him a side man, or what are some signs?
No, what makes him a side man? What makes a guy a side man in a woman's eyes?
In a woman's eyes? Well, I can only speak for myself. I can't. I could, but I'm not going to speak for all women. But the side dude, the side dude is the dude that, you know, if you're a single female, and I have plenty of these, you know, the side piece is the guy that I have relations with, but I don't get too personal with him. If you're single, he's a side piece. He's just a dude that I have sex with, pretty much. And I don't get too in depth with my life with him. You know, the conversations are to a minimum, the phone calls are to a minimum. You know, he only talks to me when he's here. You know, I'm not going to invest too much into him because I don't want him to get the idea that I'm in. I want a full relationship with him. So to me, that's my side dude. You know, I'm married to myself first. You know, pretty much, I'm in a relationship with myself first, and you just on the side. You know, this is what I need you for. That stuff, that them hard to reach spots, I can't get.
Wow. So,
that's what I need him for.
So, not you personally, but have you ever had discussions with other females about trying to have dudes on the side, but then end up getting caught up? And what I mean by caught up, they plan on not having nothing serious, but then end up falling for the dude they try to have as a side dude versus the guy they wanted a serious relationship with?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Now, the reason I ask is because I won't, like you said, you won't say all because you can't speak for all, and neither can I, but I have heard some women say that has happened, but at the same time, they try to say it in a way where they really don't want to admit to it.
Right. You don't want to, I don't know why, but, you know, it's like, it's kind of hard to explain. It's not that you're ashamed, but you have this persona, like, for me, example, I don't think I would openly admit to it for the simple fact that on this radio show, if you listen to me, I talk a lot about being single, and I don't want to be married, and I don't want children. But I also keep open mind that in some way or another, there might be that special someone that put it on me and changed my mind completely. You know, that is just, you know, make me think a certain, make me think other than what I have been. And, you know, I'm down for that. I'm open to that. You know, but because I talk about it so much on the show, I don't think I would just come right out and be like, guess what, guys? I'm in a relationship, or I'm this, or I'm getting married. I don't think I would just come out and say that. I'm trying to save face, pretty much. You're just trying to save face.
So, you said you can't see yourself getting married. Do you have something against marriage, or you just personally don't want to get married?
I personally don't want to get married, and guess I have something against marriage.
Oh.
All of the above.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like that.
But, I mean, it's the ups and downs, and it's the pros and cons of wanting to get married and not wanting to get married. Me personally, I would like to get married for the simple fact that once I'm with somebody that I know I truly, truly care about and I don't want anybody else, I'm not going to be willing to just have an open relationship or just continue to date for a long period of time without some kind of serious commitment, because I look at it like you have something that everybody else wants, and as long as it's not fully yours or whatever, everybody keep on trying to put their hands into the jar to grab hold of what you want. And I'm the kind of person, I smack hands and faces away.
Ah.
Oh, shit. Right here.
Interesting.
So,
to
make things complete, I'd rather just go ahead and make it complete legally. That way, they would have to just back up and send them the sidelines and wish that they had what I have.
Okay. So I'm trying to wait till the end of the show before I put somebody on blast. It's coming. I can see it coming. I'm waiting though. I'm being hopeful. I'm definitely being hopeful. This is the website, oldfantasyradio.com. We're in the chat room right now. I have people texting me and hitting me up right now, and I'm doing multiple things. Laugh out loud. I like that. Okay. Well, they like my question. They need to call in and answer it. 805-308-320. I'm getting people texting me. Laugh out loud. I like that. Call your ass up. Anyway, so it's all in good fun. All this stuff is in good fun. But I mean, you know, this is the season of, or this is a holiday of love. All this week, people are showing that they're loving, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of people that's going to be broken up by Friday.
Yeah.
You know,
now, that's
that,
the other downside of marriage.
Right.
Some people say they want to.
Sorry, not just marriage, but relationships in general. You know,
relationships and marriage. Some people say they want to be in a relationship that's committed. Or want to get married for a bigger commitment, but once they actually get that, some people tend to forget that they committed a relationship or married and still want to act like they're single. And the relationship is supposed to be 50-50. Well, if one person's operating 50-50 and you say to hell with your 50%, the relationship or marriage is not going to work that way.
Uh-huh.
So they really... really, truly need to make sure that it's something they want. And some females that be like, well, oh, I thought you didn't mind if I did this with another because it was with another female, or you did this, or I gave you the okay to do that. Now, that's where all those things, once you decide to make a commitment, should be out the door. It should be no threesomes, no guy getting the last chance to be with his ex before he makes a full commitment with his woman or whatever, or his baby mama, and vice versa for the females. All that should be behind, and what they have going on now is what should be the only thing that's in the picture.
Ah.
Because that way it won't be no confusion, jealousy, or conflict.
Sounds good. So, to all my big girls out there, this is a season of love. And, I know it's kind of hard for some of us to find, I'm going to say us, because I'm, you know, filing greed in our size. But I have a website here. I have bought from the website. It's a real cool website. And it goes all the way up to a size 12X. Some of y'all may know about it. Some of y'all don't. But it's called Big Gals Lingerie. That's BIGGALSLINGERIE. BigGalsLingerie.com. And, you know, they got their little sale going on. They have plus size lingerie, costumes, mini dresses. You can get custom fabric. With it, you know, they give you little accessories. They got leather, they got swimwear, they got the stiletto boots and wigs and all types of stuff, you know. So, ladies, if you are a plus size woman, you definitely want to check out this website. They go from a 1X all the way up to a 12X. Some stuff is custom made, but you can get some stuff that's off the rack. So, BigGalsLingerie.com. Go check that out. Guys, you can check that out too. You know, may want to get it for somebody. I'm going to go ahead play some more music because we are down to the last 22 minutes. Wow. Last 20 minutes of the show. And I'm trying to wait till last minute while I blast somebody out. And I'll be right back.
All right.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So, down to the last 15 minutes of the show. It was a very interesting show. I thought tonight, I would have put her on blast. She has not made it. But Mrs. PG out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Blue Sky Entertainment, did not call in tonight. She promised she would.
But she and you going to put her on blast?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
That's my dogs. I can do that. But
okay, I'm on the sideline just watching on this one. I'm not in the middle of that one.
But she gets the...
Wow.
That's for Mrs. PG. And, you know, it's all good, though. I still love her. I will definitely get at her on her Facebook page, facebook.com/morningblaze. And I see that y'all friends now on Facebook.
Who else came on tonight?
Huh?
Who else came online tonight?
Who came online where? On here?
Who came on here tonight?
You got to listen to the archives.
Okay.
Like that? Our show is recorded. You can check us out on iTunes, or you can download it from blogtalkradio.com/OldFanRadio. You can also visit our website, oldfantasyradio.com. And on the front page, there's a blue and white player. And just click on play, and it'll play the latest episode of Fold Fantasy Radio. We also got a live stream on foldfantasyradio.com. I play music. Well, I don't play it live, but there's a playlist that runs 24/7. The live stream, you can check that out right now. It got Trina on there playing, but you can check that out anytime. We're on twitter.com/phonefanradio. And hit us up on Facebook. Remember, $25 giveaway going on right now. But you have to log in your Facebook page. I can't pick a winner if you're not registered. So you can't win the money unless you're registered. I'm not doing no favorites. This is all automatic. You know, if you don't register, then you're not entered to win. But go to phonefaceradio.com for more information, because that's how I roll. also, I think I'll just put it where you can just enter directly on phonefantasyradio.com, right? I think I could do that. Maybe that's what I'll do. Okay, enter directly on phonefantasyradio.com. Maybe that's what I'll do. I don't know yet. But anyway, folks, we have the last bit of the show. Remember, I will be back on air again tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. I mean, yeah, 8 p.m. Central. I'm here all week until Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm going to have some more tips and more stuff to talk about. And I definitely have this question up again because I need some people's opinions on this. What are some signs that indicate you're the side chick or the side dude? You know, I'm not in a relationship. I haven't been in a while. So, you know, I need that person that's in a relationship. If you're married, if you're in a relationship, long-term or short-term, definitely give us a call tomorrow night, 805-830-8320. Or hit us up on facebook.com/WRPF radio. And that's how we roll. Right now, I'm going to go out with a bang and play some good old music. Once again, thank you, Mr. 313.
Oh, yeah,
anytime. Thanks to KMA Dummy for calling in. Shout out to Russ and Dre and Jacoby and Marva, who showed love in the chat room tonight. Appreciate that. And shout out to my friend on Utica Avenue. He know who he is. How you doing? He sent me a text that he was starting the show. So, shout out to him.
Look at you. I hear you smiling over there.
Yeah. He's kind of like my side dude.
You sound like you might have a few plans after the radio show, like you might go somewhere, uh-huh.
No. Not like that. The only place I'm going is a store to give me something to eat. That's all I'm doing. But, you know.
Yeah, 3 miles away is not around the corner from your house.
It is down the corner from my house. I'm just going to the corner. Maybe I'll get me some cereal and some milk. And that'll be dinner for the night.
Yeah, that sounds like you over there get your overnight bag packed and you want to spend the night.
No. Stop that. I've been good. I've been behaving. I'm going to say I've been behaving. I haven't really been doing
much. Now not to talk about her or nothing, and I hope she don't cut me out the next time she on here. And now you sound like Miss PG when you said I've been good.
I have been good. Shout out to the person that just called in. If you'd like to speak, press 1. I'll definitely let you on air. I don't see your number. I just see a bunch of 1s. So that means you must have a private number. But, you know, that's who I want to give a shout out to. Like, you know who you are. How you doing? It's sexy. You have any shout outs, dedications you want to give real quick?
Dedication to the same person that I had you do dedication to earlier.
Uh-huh.
Go back a little old school. Shout out to the beautiful woman and know who she is that I dedicate those songs to.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow I'm going to request that one of the other dedication songs be R. Kelly song. I can't think of the name of it, but I know if it's off of Fourth Leg album.
If you have any songs requests, shout out, and you don't want to call in or you can't call in to tomorrow night's show, text me and I'll definitely got you. 805-214-8320. Text me right there, call or leave a voicemail, and I'll play it for you. Cause that's how I roll.
Matter of fact, it's that R. Kelly song they played on the Players Club.
I don't know what that is.
Temperatures rising.
Temperatures rising. And your body's calling for me.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like you're ready. That's the name of it. All right. I'll definitely probably put some R. Kelly on there. Maybe that'll be tomorrow's show. We'll do the Boom Boom Room edition for tomorrow's show and play some bedroom stuff. Get a little freak nasty tomorrow.
All right, now you made my mind switch to poetry real quick. I have a couple of ideas.
Well, you know, by all means, get it together. Hit me up, and I'll definitely let you on. Not a problem. All right, folks, we're down to the last 5 minutes. So I'm going to end off with a song. And I think I'm going to dedicate this to my side piece.
I look at you.
I don't have a side piece. I'm just playing. I'm just playing, wink, wink. Anyway, folks, I'll see y'all.
Oh, another dedication for tomorrow, too, is that Ludacris song, My Chick Hood.
Oh, jeez. I'll definitely talk to you tomorrow, Mr. R. Rich, and everybody that's tuned in. Thanks, y'all, for your support. Remember, phonefacyradio.com. And there's a lot of stuff on there, so definitely check it out. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right.
Night. my baby.